Live from KQED News, I'm Ariana Prail. San Francisco Pride is set to take over Civic Center this Saturday and Sunday. KQED's Nastya Voinoyskaya has the rundown on this Pride weekend.
After Friday's Trans March, the official after-party is at El Rio, with proceeds benefiting incarcerated trans people. On Saturday, there's no Dyke March this year, but Dolores Park will remain a destination for queer women. The massive, polyglamorous pink block party goes all day and night at the Great Northern, with over 40 DJs and drag performers. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian activists have called for a boycott of the main SF Pride parade. They're planning an alternative march on Sunday called No Pride in Genocide. For more party recommendations, parade logistics, and news, head to kqed.org. I'm Nastya Voinovskaya, KQED News.
San Mateo County is offering masks and other protective equipment to farm workers to prevent the spread of avian flu. It's part of a one-time distribution from the California Department of Public Health. Avian flu has spread through dairy herds in some parts of the U.S., as well as wild and domesticated birds, and at least three people. Preston Merchant is a San Mateo County health spokesperson. He says there are only a handful of poultry and cattle farms in the county, and the impact from the avian flu has been minimal.
The PPE that's available is a 30-day supply for all of their workers. So it's consistent with the risk now. That is, it's a just-in-case measure.
Farms have until July 9th to order the protective gear from the county. I'm Ariana Prail, KQED News.